The chair lays out on second reading House Bill 3516. The clerk will read the bill.
HB number 3516 by Dyson, relating to the availability of certain working papers and electronic communications of certain administrative law judges and technical examiners under the public information law.
The chair recognizes Mr. Dyson to explain his first bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. The Railroad Commission of Texas employs a staff of administrative law judges, technical examiners to adjudicate contested cases on matters that the agency regulates. The staff functions similar to the administrative law judges and staff of the State Office of Administrative Hearings, but do not have the same exceptions under the public information law regarding the disclosure of certain communications. The lack of protection inhibits open communication among the staff due to the concern that their working papers and electronic communications may be disclosed. HB 3516 adds a specific exception to certain disclosures under the public information law for administrative law judges, technical examiners of the Railroad Commission to ensure confidentiality in the decision-making process, fostering efficient and effective deliberation within the hearings division of the Railroad Commission of Texas. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move
Mr.
passage.
Hayes, for what purpose?
Will the member yield for questions?
Will the gentleman yield for questions?
Yes.
The gentleman yields for questions.
Thank you. Did I hear the word papers in your bill?
I am not advised.
Are you reading those papers?
I am not advised.
Thank you.
Mr. Canales, for what purpose?
Will the gentleman yield for
questions?
Yes.
The gentleman yields.
Does your bill have anything to do with vacuum cleaners?
Or other household
It
appliances.
Does, because it'll help keep the judges' communications in a vacuum away from the open
Perfect.
Communications.
Does it have anything to do with air treatment?
I'm sorry?
Does it have anything to do with air treatments?
It does have to do with air treatments. Again, keeping it tight.
What about personal hair care items that might be used?
No, but I'm open to discussion of amendment
Dyson,
if you like.
Are you related to the Dyson family?
I am related to the Dyson family, yes.
Wow.
That Dyson family, but the Dyson
not
family
that Dyson.
From Brazos County.
So you don't suck.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, that was good.
Mr. Patterson, for what purpose?
With a tough act to follow, will the gentleman yield for questions?
Will the gentleman yield for questions? The
gentleman yields.
The gentleman yields.
Representative, what class are you at Texas A&M?
Class of 02.
Class of 02. Okay, and can you tell me which cities your district encompasses?
I sure can. That would be Bryan, College Station, Curtin, and Wixon Valley.
Okay, so is there a constitutional amendment requiring an Aggie to represent College Station?
It's understood right now, but we'd be open to that, yes.
You'd be open to a friendly amendment? Do you know who the last non-Aggie to represent College Station was?
That I do not know. I'm not advised.
Yeah, me either. just want to say welcome to the House. We're proud to have you.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Troxclair, for what purpose?
Does the author yield for questions?
Does the gentleman yield for questions?
I do.
The gentleman yields.
Mr. Dyson, your family has a long history of public service. Is that right?
That's correct.
And in fact, one of your family members, I believe your grandfather, was a mayor, right?
That is correct.
And being the good American that you are, he was definitely a mayor of an American city, right?
I'm not advised.
Was your grandfather the mayor of a city in Great Britain?
Yes, he was.
Are you sure that your family was on the right side of the revolution?
On my mom's side, I can guarantee it, yes.
But you would agree that Texas is the greatest state in America and that America is, in fact, the greatest country in the world, right?
There is no doubt. That's why my dad's been a proud permanent resident for over 40 years.
All right. Thank you for clearing that up.
Ms. Garcia, for what purpose?
Oh, no.
Mr. Speaker.
Ms. Garcia, for what purpose?
Yield.
Will the gentleman yield for questions?
Yes.
The gentleman yields.
The gentleman yields.
For questions.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Dyson, Representative Dyson, is it true that you sit on the Energy Committee with me?
I do.
And is it true that I offer you candy every day.
Multiple times throughout a hearing, yes.
And is it true that you have yet to eat one of those pieces of candy?
I'm not advised.
Sir, if you could compare yourself to one person in this house, who is somebody that you say or heard that you've looked like?
I'm not advised.
It has come to my attention that you've been often confused with Representative Oscar Longoria. Have you heard that?
I have not heard that.
You have not? And can you just in a brief moment, sir, if this bill were an infomercial, how would you sell it to us?
Efficiency, efficiency, efficiency. Now I move passage.
Thank you. No further questions.
Mrs. Weiner, for what purpose?
Will the gentleman yield for a question?
Will the gentleman yield for a question?
Yes.
The gentleman yields.
Representative Dyson, did you play in the annual member football game?
I did.
Could you advise me what color the freshman members' jerseys were supposed to be?
Yes, white.
White. And what color was the lettering on those jerseys?
Mine was maroon.
What color were the rest of the members' lettering?
It's not really a color I recognize, so I'm not advised.
Could you explain why the regular freshman member jerseys were not good enough for you, Representative Dyson?
And I hate that people take it that way. It was really, I took it home. My wife, Terry, washed the jersey. Something happened through that process, and it came out, and it looked a little bit different.
Well, congratulations on your first deal.
Thank you. Move passage.
Congratulations. The question occurs on passage to engrossment of House Bill 3516. This is a record vote. I will give you time to get to your desks. The clerk will ring the bell. Have all voted. There being 116 ayes, 24 nays, House Bill 3516 is passed to engrossment.